Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Night has fallen. The moon is full. And we're inviting you to listen to Canada by Night, a podcast where professional improvisers play Vampire the Masquerade. Detective-turned-vampire Everett Fry accidentally becomes the sheriff of New Haven, an experimental town where they're testing if vampires and humans can coexist. Stuck leading a ragtag group of officers, the Bruja bounty hunter Val, the Gangrel news reporter Evangeline, and the Tremere blood witch Doris, can Everett keep the town running? Or will everyone end up liquidated by the Vampire Council of Canada? Trending on global fiction charts and produced by Dum Dums and Dice, whose podcast Dum Dums and Dragons ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America, listen now to find out why Canada by Night has been downloaded more than 500,000 times. Canada by Night, it's Interview with the Vampire, if it had all the characters from Parks and Rec in it.
Hello, hello, this is Eleanor, executive producer of Unwell. This show is possible because of the support of our fans. That's you. If you are enjoying the show, we hope that you will join us as a member at audaciousmachinecreative.com. For $5 a month, members get all kinds of behind-the-scenes content, like annotated scripts, deleted scenes, and full tracks of the original music in the show. And you get an ad-free feed, not only of Unwell, but also of all of the other fiction podcasts we make. You can find us at audaciousmachinecreative.com. Again, that's audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Okay, I'm plugging it in.
Lily, make sure that outlet's dry.
It's super dry. Is it working? Madi!
What's it supposed to be doing?
Sucking up all the water. Let me see. Damn it. Yeah, it's getting deeper.
Shit, shit, shit!
Everything's cool. This is normal.
No.
Basement's leak.
This basement has never leaked.
Classic basement move.
Why would I store all this stuff here if it leaked? We gotta get all these boxes upstairs. Can you help me take them up to the apartment?
All of them?
Or we need to get the pump working.
I think we just have to... I mean, it's running.
But look how weak it is.
Yeah, maybe it's just on low. Let me play the thing again.
Hey guys, it's Handy Stanley, and I've got the Firework 1/6 horsepower submersible utility pump here, and it is a game changer. Let's dive in.
I think it was at a minute 40. Oh, great.
And if you're in the need for speed, take that left tab, click it up, and flip it over, and that'll kick in the reserve power.
Click it up and flip it over?
Which tab is it?
Let me double check.
Need for speed, take that left tab, click it up.
Okay, it's that one.
And that'll kick.
Okay, click it up. Good. Now, flip it over. I gotta see it again.
That left tab, click it up, and flip it.
How's he doing that?
I don't know. It's like it's on a hinge.
I think you gotta twist it.
Okay. I feel like I'm gonna break it.
Okay, stop. This is like the last utility pump in a 100-mile radius.
Well, shoot.
There's no way that's gonna get the water out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to pump it up to the basement window, then out
right.
to the alley, then
right.
to the storm drain.
Yeah, okay. So what's the plan?
We move the boxes.
There's like 50 of them.
And?
Where are you putting them? In the back room?
No.
I don't think there's space.
I know. We got to put them up in my apartment.
All 50 boxes?
Yeah.
That's so many stairs.
What else are we going to do?
These can't be that important if you're storing them in the basement and risking water damage.
The basement's been literally, like, bone dry since I moved in.
Like, what's even in here?
It's my overstock.
This box is just copies of the Jesus Christ Superstar soundtrack.
Concept album. But yeah, that's the JCS box.
This whole box.
Any collection you get from the early 70s is gonna have a copy, so...
How many of these do you sell in a year?
I don't know, a couple.
Well, you're good for 30 years.
I'm gonna get these upstairs.
Madi, just keep 5. Toss the rest.
These were all... Ugh. Someone.
Okay.
All these records belonged to different people. They played them when they were sad, or when they needed a friend.
And now they're yours. I mean, right? Didn't they sell them to you?
You don't have to help me move them.
Marisol?
Yeah?
I'll help you take them upstairs. I just think it's bonkers.
I don't care what you think is bonkers.
Is anyone here?
1 second!
Marty, I didn't...
1 second. Look, this basement has never flooded, and now it's flooding. And I feel like... Everyone's pretending this is normal, and no one's trying to stop it.
Stop what? The rain?
Don't tell me you think this is normal rain.
Normal-ish. Okay, let's say Blooms is behind it. Why would he want to flood us out?
He did it to Rudy.
I know.
Lily, I need to keep myself safe and my livelihood safe.
I get that.
And I don't know why you think that's a waste of time.
I don't. I just think 60 copies of Jesus Christ Superstar is not what we should be worried about right now.
What should we be worried about?
I don't...
You think Blooms is gonna flood the town?
Look, the rain is crazy, but...
And then we're all gonna die.
No.
Oh my God.
No. No. No one's going to die.
No one else is going to die.
Marisol, it's rather urgent.
Coming up now. Let's get upstairs.
No one else is going to die.
You're not exactly being convincing.
I'm not saying no one's ever going to die.
Hey, Chester.
I mean, don't,
last, Marisol.
You know, don't say,
may we
like,
speak
oh,
somewhere
Lily,
in private?
Someone died
yeah,
in a
sure.
car accident.
Perhaps a
you
back
said no
room
one was
or something.
Ever going to die.
But people didn't used to die in accidents. Right, Chester?
If you're speaking of Rudy, his death was no accident, Marisol. Marisol, please, I...
But what's with the suitcase?
I cannot have this in the open.
Cool. Let's go into the back.
Thank you.
Do you need some table space?
Yes, that would be helpful. And a flame, if possible.
Got it.
What, are we having a seance?
No, no.
Gonna say, Chester, I know a few ghosts you can talk to.
Is that enough space?
Yes, thank you. So...
Sorry, what's with the suitcase again?
I'm here because...
You're moving in?
No.
I
this
know
is,
we're
this
getting
is,
to be friends,
this is
merely, but take me to
merely
dinner
something
first.
I need assistance with.
This the part where you open the box?
Before we continue, may I quickly initiate you both into the order?
What?
Chester.
The Delphic order.
It will take 2 minutes.
Nope. I don't think so.
I'll use the abridged text.
It's not gonna happen.
You can recant the moment we're through.
Yeah, hard
Chester,
pass.
Chester, sorry, but no.
A long shot, I'll admit.
You don't have to worry. We're not gonna tell anyone whatever the thing is.
Thank you. So, what we have here is...
Oh, wow.
A steam organ in miniature. Through this spirit organ, communication is possible with the ones who came before.
The ghosts?
Yes. I am hoping to get some answers.
So it is a seance?
Not strictly speaking.
Just talk to Wes or Nora or...
I need to speak to someone I trust.
Got it.
The way it works is this.
We play a song?
No. We ask a question. Just with words, with our voice.
And then it responds in song.
Yes. In a way. The notes correspond to specific words or concepts. This is all detailed in the guidebook, which is here.
Let's see.
The guidebook is truly indispensable.
Okay. So high C means the insect, industrious. Oh, also misunderstood, small, near, immediate, or the word yes.
But difficult to parse without a working knowledge of music theory. I'm hopeless with all this. Lulu is the one who...
You okay, Chester?
High C sharp.
No.
I'm sorry Lulu had to skip town with Jamie for a bit.
Yes, the situation is suboptimal.
The stone.
How does one explain this to a child? Your home is not safe anymore. Your home is not a home. How can that be?
What'd you end up telling him?
The truth, as simply as I could. But I emphasized that we are all working as hard as we can to make it safe again.
What'd he say?
The house.
He had an age-appropriate reaction.
I'm so sorry.
Safety.
Things seem really hard right now.
Cracks are forming. Many, many cracks. The town cannot fall.
Yeah. Let me open a window before the fire alarm goes off.
Yes, sorry. The smoke.
It's gotta stop tomorrow.
There are stories of it raining for a month. Flooding the cemetery, the bodies disinterred, floating, weightless, hair tangled in tree branches.
When was this?
1924.
Think that's going to happen again?
I will ask. Nearly ready? Oh, Marisol, there is an app, I believe, that can assist you with identifying the notes.
Nah, I got it.
You have perfect pitch?
No, I can just tell the notes apart.
Huh.
Quiet, please. Greetings. I wish to speak to those who have gone before. Request is granted. I summon the spirit of Arthur Warren. Grandpa, why did Rudy die?
Wind. Trees. Sky.
Wind turns the leaves. The traditional answer to that question. I've asked some variation of that before.
Yeah, I was gonna say, everything falls.
That's certainly not the traditional reading.
Dust in the wind.
What's that mean?
You and safe. You're safe?
I've never heard the notes played that way. It sounds wrong.
It's dissonant. I think it's a question.
You think he's asking us a question?
Oh, yeah. It's unresolved. Like, musically. Definitely a question.
Oh.
Oh, dang.
Do you feel safe?
Do I feel safe? Personally? Me?
Sure.
Oh.
Do you feel safe?
Lily?
Yeah, hi. So, I have felt safe in the past. I will feel safe in the future. But I don't feel safe now. We don't want to upset you. We're just telling you the truth. You want us to be truthful with you, right?
Oh, that's not good.
Do you want us to lie to you?
Grandpa?
Careful!
Shit! What the fuck?
Everyone okay?
If you stole this from Hazel, I hope you asked first, because she's definitely going to notice. It's a... different.
Let's get this picked up.
I'm getting the broom.
Chester, should we... Hey! Chester!
Yes?
You want us to put all the pieces back in the box, or you want to just call it?
I don't understand.
We can put the pieces back in the box, or we can just trash it. Either way.
Oh, Lily. I don't understand.
Oh. Hey, hey.
Oh, Lily.
It's okay, Chester. Hey. We're going to figure this out.
It's not steadying itself. I cannot.
It's okay. We're going to figure this out together.
Fight doesn't end till we're dead in the ground. So we'll keep breathing, keep on screaming.
Exactly.
Thou shalt rejoice in tribulations, for the suffering makes thee strong.
That sounds like a Silas-ism.
It is.
Got anything from the good guys?
Maybe from your grandpa?
I remember one day I was playing outside. I was a child.
Sure.
You can play outside as an adult. Well, no judging.
And it started to rain, so I ran inside, but grandpa was mending a fence and he yelled after me, "What's a few raindrops? Think your sugar cube and gonna melt?"
What's a few raindrops?
What's a few raindrops?
We're not gonna melt, right?
Right.
Okay, that's most of it.
Thank you. I have to show this to Hazel.
Sorry. She's probably going to be pissed.
She'll want to know the signs.
I'll grab the door.
Thank you. Marisol, I'm so grateful for your assistance in deciphering the message.
No prob. Let me get that for you.
Thank you. Lily, let's talk soon.
Sure.
Afternoon, all.
See you.
Hang in there, Chester. So, you gonna help me?
What, hunt for more metal shards in the back room?
The boxes.
Mari, it's not just the boxes. The electrical boxes down there, if that floods, then you risk an electrical fire.
So we'll get a better pump.
Where?
We'll borrow one.
From who?
Or we'll give up. Why are you being so shitty about this?
I'm just being realistic that this place is unsustainable for now, and I think you should, you know.
What?
Leave.
Leave my store?
Leave Mount Absalom. Go to Indianapolis. Stay with your sister for a little bit.
No.
Things aren't safe right now. Chester's little steam machine exploding. The rooms in Fenwood are still all mixed up.
You told Chester we were going to figure this out together. So what? Am I not a part of that?
I'm just trying to keep you safe.
You're just being really patronizing, and I don't super appreciate it.
Fine. Stay here and die. I'm done.
Why are you acting this way?
What record is this?
I don't know. It's just the radio. We're not breaking up random song that just happened to come on the radio. We're having a conversation.
These sorts of conversations usually end badly.
What? Why?
I just have bad luck with...
with discussing hard topics?
Yeah.
What do you normally do? Oh, what you were going to do. Leave.
I was just going to give you some space.
That is so... obviously the opposite of what I want.
Is it?
We can have hard conversations without one of us leaving. You gotta trust that fact.
That's hard for me.
Okay, so you have to find the courage to trust.
I've been...
which is really hard for everyone.
I've been hurt a lot. Every heart breaks in the end.
Yeah, well, every heart will bloom again. So there.
You just make that up?
You don't want to go toe-to-toe in an emo poetry slam with Mari Cabrera, okay?
I do not. Hey, I'm sorry.
It's okay. You gotta trust that we can hash this out without breaking up.
How?
'Cause you know I love you.
You wanna move some boxes?
I would love to move some boxes.
Let's go.
Hazel?
Facts, not thoughts, Joanne.
Hazel!
It's hard to tell with the carpet. Damned carpet. It's just a dust trap. Is it cruel? I almost hope it sustains water damage. Chester!
Hazel!
Glad you're here. We need... what is that?
I need to speak with you.
Why is that?
Hazel?
Everything's fine, Joanne. I'm just surprised to see Chester with my suitcase. Why don't you set that down in my office?
We need to talk.
Oh, yes, Chester. We most certainly do. Joanne, could you please move the sandbags from mahogany to marble and onyx?
But the dripping...
Sacrifices must be made. Thank you. Now, Chester, let's just head into my office. Where did you take the organ?
Hazel?
You didn't ignite it.
I needed answers, and I cannot—
Chester! What is that sound?
It's sustained damage.
Why did you do this? If you needed answers, you should have come to me.
Hazel.
Were there any witnesses?
Hazel.
Tell me they were ordained.
I cannot reconcile the events that happened with what I know to be true. I know that we are safe if we follow the signs, that we are taken care of, but an innocent man was murdered.
Yes, but Dr. Peltham didn't follow the signs, obviously, so the Revelator struck him down.
It was not the Revelator, it was the town.
Your man who blooms.
One who blooms.
He doesn't exist. It's only the land, thy green and growing arms, and the specter at the border.
It's more than just the land.
We are safe. As long as the Revelator is at bay. And it's true that he is very much among us at this moment, and certainly the destruction he sows is devastating, but by the grace of the land we are provided for. In thy hale and verdant arms we have everything we need.
The town has lost its way.
Shut up! Chester, have you heard this recording? Philip found this in the archives. You won't believe your ears.
Hazel, I...
The town has not lost its way. Never say that.
I am asking for your help in making sense of all of this, because Hazel, Rudy's death was wrong.
It wasn't wrong. You're just not thinking. You're not trusting, Chester.
I do trust.
Just like Peltham didn't trust. And those that do not trust and do not believe should have no expectation of a harvest. That's not cruel, that's just.
Rudy's lack of belief had nothing to do with what happened.
It has everything to do with it. We trust that we are provided for, that it is all going to plan. Of course, we assist when necessary, but always trusting in the truth of the safety of thy hale and verdant arms.
But the mere presence of the Revelator shows
Chester,
that we are not
you are
being
misreading
provided
the text.
For.
Listen to me! The Revelator's power, properly harnessed, will pull us out of these turbulent waters. You have to understand that. While we did fail in protecting this blessed place from the Revelator...
The one who blooms failed us.
Despite our failure, the grace of this land continues to provide. The Revelator's presence is a gift. And once I successfully reintegrate him into the town on our terms, stability will ensue. But you... are not trusting that we are provided for.
I trust that acts of kindness and bravery will be rewarded, but Rudy did just that and he was cut down.
We trust in the oath, Chester. The oath that binds us not only to protect, but also to be protected.
It is not protecting us.
Trust the oath.
I recant my oath.
Strange time for dramatics.
I renounce the way of the light.
Joanne said sublevel
I renounce
A is at
the
risk,
way of the light.
So what do you think about shifting the
I renounce clarity.
We shift
I renounce
the
knowledge. I renounce my mantle
onyx,
of knighthood. I renounce
love
it
your
all.
Opinion on
I
this
know
course.
My
I'm
path
happy to
now leads into
ahead,
the barren
like
places, but it is
so
what I desire. I recant my oath.
Elsewhere.
I recant my oath.
Stop, Chester. I understand. That you're upset. But don't recant thrice. Don't turn your back on your home. Think of Jamie. What message is that giving him? To give up on the ones who need you most? You were so happy to take the oath. I remember. I called you when I got my invitation, and I kept saying over and over, I'm invited to be in the order, I'm invited to be in the order, and you were just... laughing and laughing. Finally, I said, why are you laughing? And you said, do you remember?
I'm invited too.
Oh, and I was so happy.
We were going to be in the order together, doing great things together. I was giddy for weeks, we both were.
We were children.
Nonsense. It was the week after your high school graduation. But yes, we did still have a childlike hope in our ability to do good and to change the world through hard work and a focused spirit. And thank goodness we did. We've done such wonderful things with that hope, that cheerfulness. You should be part of the rebuilding, Chester. You worked so hard to protect the town, and your father and grandfather and great-grandmother. This is our time of triumph. We're so close to stability and so close to destruction. Please, help.
Hazel.
Please don't recant thrice.
I won't.
Good! We've much work to do. As I said, sub-level A is in need of reinforcement. Obviously, sandbags is a viable option, but should we consider a...
The spirit organ is shattered.
Naturally. Thy hale and verdant arms is in distress. But not for long.
This episode features
Clarissa Cherie Rios as Lily,
Amelia Bethel as Marisol,
Pat King as Chester,
Krista D'Agostino as Hazel,
Kim Fukawa as Joanne.
Written by Jessica Wright Buha.
Sound design by Eli Hamada McElveen.
Directed by Jeffrey Nils Gardner.
Music composed by Stephen Poon.
Assistant director, Lauren Grace Thompson.
Recording engineer, Mel Reuter.
Associate producer, Ani Engdahl.
Unwell lead sound designer, Eli Hamada McElveen.
Producer, Haiti Souffrant.
Executive producers, Eleanor Hyde and Jeffrey Nils Gardner.
By HeartLife NFP. And a huge thank you to our supporting producers from Patreon. Alexi Feller, Megan McLean, Adam Goodman, Nick Keenan, Caitlin White, Calico Davis, and Steve Diamond. HeartLife wishes to acknowledge that the land where we live, work, and tell our stories is occupied land.
Unwell takes place in southern Ohio, which is the territory of the Miama people. Unwell is produced in Chicago, Illinois, which is the territory of the Peoria, the Potawatomi, and the Miama peoples.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
The buyer awaits your decision, poised as one both ready for a fight and assured of its outcome. I'll have that relic now.
That cool pretty boy have more healing. We gonna need it.
You guys might. One of you dies and I'm running for it. So don't.
We'll have to use every advantage, and we've not many left.
So I'm confused. What am I supposed to say to him?
Marcus, it's a role-playing game.
Right.
So, you're this holy guy, Benedict.
Right.
And he's just joined this adventuring party.
Right. Why?
Because we needed someone to heal us and not ask questions.
Dom!
What?
Any reason you want, Marcus. That's the great thing about this game. You can be anyone you want. Do anything you want, for any reason, so long as it's true to your character.
Cool. I totally got this.
Wait, but...
This artifact belongs to my church, and as such, I cannot part with it for any price. What did I say?
Kill them all!
The Ordinary Epic, a podcast series about the extraordinary, the ordinary, and something in between. Listen now at theordinaryepic.com or on your favorite podcast app.